Good morning. The Dorset Theater Festival opens its 41st anniversary season with Molly Smith's Metzler's Cry It Out, directed by Mark Masterson, which will begin performances on June 21st at the Dorset Playhouse and run through July 14th. The comedy looks at the dilemma of returning to work after childbirth and the ways in which class impacts parenthood and friendship. The season will also include Dominique Morisseau's Skeleton Crew, which plays July 14th through August 4th. Kate Hamill's Pride and Prejudice, adapted from the novel by Jane Austen. Holland Taylor's Anne, starring Jane Atkinson, and Pipeline Series, four new works in process. And to learn more about the entire Dorset Theater Festival season, we welcome Dina Janis, who's the artistic director, and our good friend. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. You celebrated an amazing 40th anniversary,
yes.
And now you go on, and it's the 41st.
Exactly. Yeah, we had a great summer last summer. We found people coming kind of from all over the place, a goal we had had for a while, and so we're just hoping to continue to push forward with being that kind of destination.
Realizing that time creeps up on all of us, but especially me, how many seasons does this make for you?
This is actually my eighth season,
yeah,
which is amazing.
That's a long time, and a nice run, right?
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
It really is.
So is it, this is probably I would think it would be a difficult question to answer, but Is the theater where you wanted? Is this what you had envisioned when you signed on?
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, it has evolved into something that sort of goes beyond my dreams, in the sense that we've become so well known nationally for doing these new plays and new play premieres, and we really have developed an audience. Just something I didn't know was, would people come see a play they've never heard of before? Maybe distantly heard of if it was in
right.
New York. And what we have found is that they've been excited by the things we've introduced them to, and so we really have a solid base in that way.
Isn't that trust, though? I mean, isn't
yes.
that the trust that they have in you
yeah.
as artistic director, but also in the theater company of the type of production they put on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we try to find plays that we feel are pertinent, but also will speak to our audience, you know, and we try to bring in a range of kinds of material. Some are edgy, some provocative, but some really just incredibly entertaining. And a new play can be all of those things, you know. So I think it's actually a matter of trust. We take it seriously, and so do our audiences, I guess.
So for 4 days out of the season, I'm going to take this a little bit out of order, but this Pipeline series, four new works in process. So that's really, I mean, that's not even, that's raw stuff.
Well, it's raw. It's a step up for us because we always have done a new play reading series, but this year we were able to get the funding through some major new play funders, and we really bring in the whole team for a full week of rehearsals. We're bringing in some amazing talent for that. Treat Williams, Estelle Parsons is coming in for one of them. And they're this year, what they are is us really looking at things we may produce in future seasons. So in the case of Charles Mingus Invictus, for instance, Frank Hartz, will have a full jazz quartet up on the stage. It's a very interesting piece about the jazz bassist Charles Mingus. And, you know, it sort of gives us a chance to actually bump up the production value a little.
Mm.
It's not just a reading. There will be some real work explored, but totally raw, totally developmental, which I think our audiences really love. They're right in the room with it.
And for the producers, for the people who are, or the writer, the actor, the people behind the production, they look at this as, oh, well, this is the best place we can try this out. It's quiet. We have an audience. We can spend some time on it.
That's
a win-win for them.
Exactly. It's sort of the way in which you grow a play. You need
right.
that nurturing environment. And then having the audience is kind of an incredibly important piece, because until they get it up in front of people who don't know anything about what they're doing, it's hard for them to know what will work.
So is there a quasi-commitment from them that if this moves on and if this works, that we would like to do it next?
Yeah. I mean, they're, of course, thrilled that we're interested in their
right.
material and, you know, bringing them in and giving them this kind of support. So, yeah, that's the idea. I mean, we have done that in the past. Many of the new play premieres we've done have been pieces that we've actually developed. But this sort of formalizes that. It bumps it up. And last year sort of made that possible. So we're very excited.
You think of seeing something in the pipeline and then seeing it in a full-blown production a couple a summer or a couple summers later.
Yep.
And then maybe down the road. That's a fascinating journey.
It's exciting. And, you know, for instance, you know, we had Martina Majok, who just won the Pulitzer Prize. She brought in 30 pages of Cost of Living a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And it just won the Pulitzer. So what we're involved in really is pretty exciting, and audiences, they feel like they're a part of something that ends up really growing and becoming quite accomplished.
All right, so let's talk about this season, which begins with Cry It Out. This is Molly Smith Metzler's play, and wasn't your first choice for the starting play. That was
No,
I'm Not
Rappaport. Yes. Judd Hirsch, who is a hugely integral part of our community, but he had surgery and had to postpone until next summer. So we came back with this, which was really kind of amazing. The play had just won the Steinberg New Play Citation.
Yep.
It's being done all over the country. Molly, as you may know, is one of the lead writers for Shameless and Orange is the New Black. So she's super hot and wonderful, terrific writer. And we just, it just fell together. So we're very thrilled, and we really want audiences to come. It's a very moving play that's very kind and funny, and it looks at parenthood in a way that it just will make you laugh and cry. What does becoming a new parent do to you? How do you adjust to that transition? And it's really very great.
It runs through July 14th, and then on the 19th is a Skeleton Crew, which sounds perhaps spooky, but maybe not.
No, Skeleton Crew refers to the crews in the factories when they start
when they go down. Gotcha.
So it really looks at
I was thinking Stephen King.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's not Stephen King. It's more Detroit. So Dominique Morisseau is one of our most important African-American female playwrights, really amazing that we're being able to bring in her work. And it's a play that looks at four African-American factory workers in Detroit in the car industry just as their factory is about to be closed down. So it really looks at it. It's an American story. It is looking at the issues we're facing right now, but it's very warm, human. The characters are gorgeous, and you care about them immensely. And it's just, it's an amazing play. We're really thrilled to have it.
It runs through July 19th through the 4th of August, followed up by Kate Hamill's Pride and Prejudice, which, of course, is adapted adapted from the Jane Austen novel.
Well, Kate Hamill is from a company called Bedlam, and she did an amazing adaptation because it's incredibly fun, rollicking. You have, eight characters playing all the different roles, but it stays true to the heart of Jane Austen's story. And in fact, she's a Jane Austen nut. So it's been incredibly popular. It's played to sellout audiences and extended runs in New York and all over the place. We really had to fight to get it. And we were so thrilled that we were finally able to get the rights to bring it in. It's everything you want. It's all the period costumes, all the wonderful characters, but it's in a kind of uniquely Bedlam theater style. It has a fresh feel to it, and I know audiences are going to just love it.
August 9th through the 25th, and then Holland Taylor's Anne, which is the life of Ann Richards, the former governor of the state of Texas, starring the amazing Jane Atkinson, who's a dear friend of ours here on this program.
Oh, she's amazing.
We love her to death. And what I find interesting, so Holland Taylor, this was her show, and she starred in this.
That's right.
Yeah.
And actually, Holland Taylor is a Bennington College alum, just another little coincidence. I teach there. So, it's an amazing piece. And Jane just was so intrigued about doing it. And we were able to get permission, and she is already working away on it. And it's a funny, brash, quite interesting one-woman piece that I think will just draw. I mean, it's selling out right now. We just have such an interest in it. And, of course, Jane, we've wanted to find a project to have her in for years. She is just one of our nation's truly greatest actors. And I just am so honored that she's going to be able to come in.
She's the best.
She's incredible.
Absolutely incredible. Now, has Holland always done this, or has she let other women do it as well?
You know, I don't think it's been done before. I could be wrong about that, but I think she's the only person that actually has done it. I know she did it on Broadway, obviously.
Sure.
And I don't actually think that there has been another production, so you may have discovered something.
Will she be involved in the production at all?
You know, other than we are in touch with her, whether she can come or not, we're trying to get her to come in because there's also the Bennington connection, which she does visit sometimes. They gave us permission to use, there's one voiceover role that Julie White did for the Broadway production, and we were able to get that same track for our production. So
that's
she's
great.
Been involved in that sense.
And that's a very nice season, isn't it?
Yeah, we're excited. We really are. It's a celebratory. I think that it has a real range of material, and it's all new work. And just, I would also add, a lot of female playwrights on the stage, which was a kind of not the original plan, but we're really thrilled to be able to showcase so many great female voices.
With that not being the original plan, does that show that there is a lot of great work out there, and it can be, you know, you can choose and say, all right, this is gonna
absolutely
work for us. Yeah.
I mean, it's nationally an issue that there are probably, I don't know, 17% of the plays produced in the United States are written by women. but there are incredible female playwrights out there, and just new playwrights in general, new voices. So, you know, it's something that we like to foster, and we, you know, we're excited that we can do that.
You know, we were at Berkshire Theater Group at
yes.
the Berkshire Theater Festival on Friday, and we were broadcasting from there, and we were talking to Kate McGuire, and we said, you know, look, I said, you know, you have, from going to the bottom of the state, you have Jacobsville, and then you have Julie Boyd and
right.
in Pittsfield. You have Kate McGuire and,
right.
and Stockbridge and Pittsfield. You have Mandy Greenfield in Williamstown. And of course, you in Dorset.
Yeah.
It's to have that many women who are at the helm of these companies is... Well, it should be the case across the country, but it's not. But
no.
we have this wonderful incubator right here in
we
our
do,
region.
And it's actually quite unique that there are that many women in leadership here. I'm not sure what caused that problem, or it turned out that
not
way.
Not a problem.
Not a problem, that wonderful event. But it's really kind of unique, and it's a real community. I mean, we all really stay in touch and, I think, support each other in what we're doing.
What are those conversations like? I mean, I assume you're interested in what the other...
Absolutely.
Are doing, and that would include Steve at Weston and
oh,
beyond
yeah.
over the place,
all
right?
All the artistic directors, Northern Stage, Carol Dunn. We regularly get together, drink a lot of whiskey.
Well, there you go.
And you know,
hey, Mike, it's like our meetings.
Basically, but no, we're all so, you know, when I first came on board, the first people that approached me for supporting what I was going to do were the artistic directors in the region. And we just do that for each other. It's a labor of love. And I think we stay in touch around what our upcoming season plans are and how we can collaborate.
Well, it's beautiful work. You should be very proud.
Thank you.
And I congratulate you
not only on
the 40 years, but your eighth and going into the 41st season. We look forward to it. My wife said to me, we attended several productions last season. She said, you know, I love coming here more than any other place. It just seems like it's at home, comfortable. You can just sit back and just enjoy a little
bit. Oh, that's wonderful.
It's just a lovely, lovely place to see a show.
Thank you very much.
Dorset Theater Festival season begins with Cry It Out. Performances begin June 21st. And it's a beautiful, beautiful production, as are all of the productions we'll be running throughout the season. You can find out everything you need to know by going to dorsettheaterfestival.org, dorsettheaterfestival.org. Dina, great pleasure.
Thank you
very much, Dina Janice. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.